Good morning. Welcome. Here we are, hour number two. It is 7:07, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show, available on podcast wherever you normally download your podcast. Click on subscribe and you'll never miss a minute of the show. We always have some great guests. Tomorrow we'll have Congresswoman Kat Kamick in. Major announcement for the Republican Executive Committee from Tim Marden. So we've always got a lot going on, and that way you never miss any of it with the Bob Rose Show podcast. Thank you. Greg Cassidy is in the house. Morning, Greg.
It is so far. It's nice out there this morning.
What is wrong with people? Is it just me, or is it just there's more violence? Like, people are just angry and unglued and unhinged and just angry.
Well, between the Karens of the world and then just like these mobs that just kind of pop up from parties, which are supposed to be a good time, it's been a mess.
Here's an example. Yeah, supposed to be partying. 73 arrested, including 21 kids during Memorial Day weekend mayhem that closed a popular Jersey Shore boardwalk. They had stabbings. They had fights. They finally had to close the boardwalk there and arrest more than 70 people. Tens of thousands of revelers descended on the Jersey Shore for Memorial Day weekend, which is a very common thing. Been doing that for years and years. The violence unfolded during a 72-hour span that began Friday, ended around 6 a.m. Monday in Seaside Heights. Despite measures taken to prevent any issues after a similar bout of chaotic violence broke out over last year's long holiday weekend. I guess there's a certain segment of people that attend these events under the guise of party and good time.
Right.
But actually they're looking to commit and start fights, looking to commit violence, and that's the only thing I can make of it.
And they think it's okay to like to jump on police cars with, I don't know, policemen in them. And somehow they think that's okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, bring out the pepper spray cannons. That's, you know, just saying.
Pepper spray cannons.
I don't even know if they exist, but they should.
Get to work, entrepreneur.
I'm telling you.
That's how Henry Ford started.
That's right.
It was the same thing.
Uh-huh.
All three of the young men who were stabbed within a block of the famed boardwalk refused to cooperate with investigators. Well, it's kind of hard to get rid of the bad guys.
Yeah.
So what is that? What do I think automatically? That's gang-related.
Yeah, usually.
The popular two-mile stretch features two amusement piers, arcades, other attractions. Sounds, you know, nice.
Uh-huh. Family fun.
Yeah.
Good times. Yeah.
I blame Bruce Springsteen.
We can blame him for everything.
He's from there.
Yeah.
It's all his fault.
He's a jerk.
He did it.
I believe it.
Among those arrested was a 21-year-old man from nearby Beechwood who was collared after officers responded to a 911 call about a fight. He was charged with possession of a firearm, possession of a weapon for unlawful purposes, resisting arrest, and obstruction. Amid the bedlam, a pedestrian in Seaside Park was struck by a car and taken by a helicopter to a local hospital. Yeah. See, it is an influx of people. You got like 100,000 visitors over Memorial Day weekend.
Right.
But they should be looking, I don't know, to go swimming, hang out on the beach, enjoy the boardwalk.
Well, people are asking over the weekend, it's like, why so many law enforcement? They were talking about like High Springs, the Springs mm-hmm. area. Mm-hmm. I mean, you had FHP, you had all the county, you had the local, and they're like, it's Memorial weekend. A lot of folks come to this area, and they get stupid. That's why you see the influx of law enforcement.
Yep. You know, so Sheriff Bobby in Gilchrist County, he's told us many times
that
the Springs are a great draw. A lot of people go and enjoy them, and then a small percentage of people go and they can't enjoy them, and they start fights and behave like idiots.
Pretty much.
Now, you know, there's always going to be some ne'er-do-wells that are going to behave in a certain way, and I'm not condoning it or forgiving it. I'm just saying, you know, as the world turns.
Yeah.
But if you're 60 years old and you're calling in bomb threats,
okay,
something's not right. And if you have attained the position of deputy mayor of a very, very large city.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Can I make a prediction or a guess?
Does it have the letter D?
Yes! That's exactly what I'm
thinking. Yes, you may.
Okay. They are a Democrat.
Okay.
Am I right?
Yes.
Okay.
A former Los Angeles deputy mayor tasked with overseeing public safety. It's like your job.
Oh, no.
I'm the mayor. I'm going to be busy with a lot of things. Hey, you, deputy mayor, can you handle these? Can you be the vice principal and make sure there's public safety kind of thing?
Wow.
Yeah. has agreed to plead guilty to faking an anti-Israel bomb threat on City Hall last year.
Unreal.
The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Central District of California announced the forthcoming plea this week of Brian K. Williams, 61, who was charged with a single felony count of making an explosives threat, which could carry a 10-year prison term. Prosecutors say Williams sent a text message to Mayor Karen Bass and other high-ranking city officials on October 3, 2024, that he just received a call from someone who threatened to bomb City Hall, writing, "It might be in the rotunda." Then, this is what his text message actually said. "Bomb threat. I received a phone call on my city cell 10:48 a.m. this morning. The male caller stated that he was tired of the city's support of Israel and has decided to place a bomb in City Hall. It might be in the rotunda. I immediately contacted the chief of staff, LAPD. They're going to send a number of officers over to do a search of the building and determine if anyone else received a threat." The call actually was made by Williams himself through the Google Voice application on his personal phone. He called himself. He went through all that.
That's where my brain was going to go. These things are all traceable. It's a digital world, dude. Come on, catch up.
Dude. Deputy dog dude.
What an idiot. Sorry. What an idiot.
Yep.
These are like the people that, like, you know, call in the fake attacks, or, you know, they spray paint their own car and then say, you know, "Oh, somebody's being racial." It's like, and it turns out to be them.
And it turns out, that you are the deputy mayor of one of the largest cities in the United States of America.
And safety is part of your job. So let's call it a bomb threat. What could possibly go wrong?
Well, and in fact, it was the mayor, Karen Bass, handpicked Williams in 2023.
Of course she did.
And gave him responsibilities that included oversight of the city's police and fire departments.
Wow. Well, now he's going to get to know the police department on a very intimate level.
Now, perhaps there'll be oversight over him and his behavior in the jail cell for some period of time. We'll see. I mean, this could carry 10 years. All right, let me ask you this. You call in a fake bomb threat, and it could carry up to 10 years. What would be the appropriate sentence for him? This is not a teenage kid who has made one or zero mistakes in their life, peer pressure, just drunk, whatever. This is a 61-year-old man in a position of power, oversight over police and fire.
You should get the book, the proverbial book thrown at you.
Yeah, I mean,
to make a point. Yeah,
exactly. What? How else should it be treated? Why would you be? Right. I mean, a slap on the wrist for somebody who's never, you know, made a mistake like that. But when you're 61 and you're in a position of power, and you don't see the cause and effect of your actions.
Right.
I mean, that's bizarre. Again, probably some kind of derangement.
Mm-hmm. I think you're on something there. Yeah.
The fabricated threat was 3 months before the L.A. fires in January that ravaged the beaches, destroyed thousands of homes, deaths of 30 people. And it's unclear what Williams' role was with LAFD in the week before the disaster. Because if he's busy calling in bomb threats, maybe he wasn't so busy with the oversight helping police and fire.
Yeah.
Making sure that, you know, fire departments have, I don't know, water.
Fire trucks.
At work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Details.
7:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And coming up next, it's all you. What's bugging you? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs, and we certainly don't want you to be one of those. But call in now. Air it out. Get it off your chest. What's bugging you? 877-975-9825. Happy Trash Talking Tuesday. It is another day in paradise, my friends. It is also 7:21. It is time for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. 877 775-9825. Call in now. Don't be shy. Good morning, Tony. What's bugging you?
This escalation with the Russia-Ukraine war, Bob. You know, German Chancellor Frederick Merz said there's no more range limits, weapons delivered to Ukraine, not from Britain to France, also not from Americans, and that means Ukraine can defend itself by attacking positions to Russia. I didn't sign up for this. You didn't sign up for this. This is an escalation of war. They're trying to invoke Article 5. Putin responded with his massive attack because the Ukrainians sent a drone attack attacking his helicopter in an assassination attempt. So both sides, these people are crazy. This is going to escalate if cooler heads don't prevail, and I'm sick and tired of European weenies like Chancellor Kirk. He's probably never been in a fist fight. He can't even protect his own citizens from Muslim hordes raping and pillaging Europe, but somehow he wants to take on Russia with us? No. This has to go through Congress. This needs to be stopped. It needs to be a complete ceasefire of all actions, and before this thing escalates any further into nuclear war, because that's what's coming. Thanks, Bob.
Hey, well said.
Yeah, Tony's right. When they made that announcement, I guess it was the Germans made the announcement, that the limits are no longer there on how far those missiles can go. It's like, ooh, this is going to get bad.
Yeah.
That's going to get bad.
Yeah, it is. And then who's the truth teller? Who do you trust?
Oh, absolutely. Neither?
Yeah.
None of the above?
877-975-9825. Call in now for what's bugging you. I have a bug.
You do?
Yes.
What's that?
So we just on a whim, we were going to go. Well, we knew we were going to go to St. Augustine.
Sure.
And we're going to go no matter what. And if we had to come back that day, it's not a big deal.
Right.
But if we could find a place somewhat reasonable, when I say reasonable, I guess $200 is like the... Like, that's like flea bag level now.
Right, yeah.
Which we would have been okay with. So I'm looking, and I find this. Oh, bookings.com, right?
Sure.
I've heard of them. Legit, right?
Right.
So I jumped through all the hoops. Yeah, we got a room. And by the way, you don't even have to pay now. They're going to reserve your room and all that. Oh, but they do need my credit card number. So I fill it all out, even giving them my little secret code.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden it says, to make sure that your transaction went through or whatever, download the app.
Oh, your favorite thing in the whole wide world.
So I did download the app.
Yeah.
No idea whether it got booked or not. I mean, I couldn't find it anywhere. Oh. I'm going to have to check my credit card to make sure. But what an absolute pain. There's something wrong when it is that difficult to do a transaction like that. I'm done with it. I'm done with the apps. I'm going to call the hotel. If I can't speak to a human being that is there and ensure that I have a room, I'm just not... I refuse to play the game anymore.
It does get frustrating.
Absolutely.
Yep.
We're going backwards. Customer service completely sucks.
Awful.
And I know all the companies did it because we're going to save 12 cents. And at the end of the day, they're not saving anything because all that they're paying for IT and all the bells and whistles. No.
And the people like you who go, I've had enough.
Had enough.
I'm just not coming to your place.
Nope.
There's
not going to do it.
Yeah.
Yep. Let's go to Sam. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning, fellas. What's bugging me are the politicians that are continually playing footsie with our Second Amendment rights. Look, I don't need a 4473 filled out to buy noise-canceling headphones to protect my hearing. Why would I accept needing a 4473 to buy a suppressor? The Second Amendment is not about technology, and it isn't even about guns. It's about a principle. It's the right and ability to overthrow a tyrannical government if necessary. That principle is still legitimate today as it was in 1791.
Yeah, we're not worried about deer taking our rights. 877-975-9825. Call in now. And Horse Sense, what's bugging you?
Yeah, good morning, Bob. Good morning, Greg. Bob, I am totally with you with, these bookings and things. I tried to get online, and I wanted to go see Sean Hannity and Jimmy Fallon in Clearwater, and I just had to quit. I said, this just isn't going to work. I cannot believe it. I was going to spend $120-some, a couple tickets, and it never panned out. I said, this is crazy. But I'm totally with you. Thank you, Bob. Have a great day, guys.
Yeah, no, thank you. Good morning, Jen. What's bugging you?
Good morning. About computer stuff, I have noticed that with all this AI and voice-to-text, I spend more time correcting the auto wrong than I do saving time just typing it in. And me personally, I will trust AI when it stops correcting my text messages to ducking carts, because it really gets on my nerves. Have a great day, guys.
You too. No, I hear you. John, good morning. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is my representative who, when I've tried to communicate with that individual, can't even respond. And on an issue that is very dear to me and a lot of other seniors who were concerned about whether we were going to continue to be taxed on our Social Security benefits, and tried to contact that representative more than once and never received one response. Not one.
Not making excuses, but sometimes the answer hasn't occurred yet. Like if the big spending bill isn't done, what's there to answer to? If it's in there, then it goes to the Senate. It could change. But other than that, nope, I get you. Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. Yeah, I used to watch Deputy Dog when I was a kid, too, along with Hong Kong Fui. But what's bugging me is I'm suffering from the same kind of accumulation of childhood clutter and, you know, adulthood clutter like Greg was mentioning earlier. But it's all high-value stuff. I got to start determining values and lower values and throwing stuff out, man.
and going to eBay or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
make some money
you can
on
make
those.
Some
yeah.
money on it, or you could give it to yeah. charity or do whatever. But, yeah, just sitting around, not doing anything, right?
Yeah.
Love the participation. Thank everybody for participating in What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And coming up, what's our friend Crazy Crockett up to? Details on the way. News Talk 97.3, The Sky. Oh, another awesome day. Thank you, dear Lord. It is 7:36. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and Phil Robertson is no longer here. Yep. Who didn't like Phil Robertson? Who didn't like Duck Dynasty? Bottom line, though, is he was battling Alzheimer's, and he's passed away at the age of 79. And, wow. He had an impact on a lot of people's lives.
Oh, big time. What, yep. I mean, what a huge just run that show had. And I guess they're bringing it back again, if I'm not mistaken.
Why not?
Oh, yeah. I loved it.
Yeah.
You bet.
Saying prayers around the kitchen table. Remember, yes. that was controversial.
Oh.
Remember that? It's like,
yeah.
What?
What do you think? You're the Waltons or something?
Yeah,
come
that's
on.
when
yeah.
we knew, like, ooh, wait a second here.
Uh-huh.
Franklin Graham, the Reverend, he gave a heartfelt tribute. Said, please join me in praying for Miss Kay and all the Robertson family. Phil Robertson has passed away. Now he's in the presence of his Lord and Savior. I always appreciated that Phil stood firm on the Word of God and took every opportunity to talk about his faith in Jesus Christ. He and some of his family came to encourage the wounded veterans and their spouses at our Samaritan's Purse Operation Heal Our Patriots program back in Alaska in 2014. And he came to the Billy Graham Library to speak on two occasions. There's no question. He will be greatly missed. May God especially comfort all of the family during this time.
Nice words. Like Franklin a lot.
Yeah, it comes with a mixed kind of thing.
Sure it does.
If you've ever experienced and known anybody having to deal with somebody who sees the degradation of Alzheimer's every day, meeting the Lord is definitely a blessing. there she is.
What? Oh, you mean her?
Yeah.
Crazy, Crazy Crockett. King of the Wild Frontier.
Yeah, oh, what's our friend Crazy Crockett up to?
She gets around, that girl.
Well, I don't know. Maybe.
Well, there's no explanation of good taste.
Well, first of all, she never had this accent that she claims, this country thing. That's all fake. You know that, right?
Well, the hood thing, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, just
yes.
Reminding people.
Yes.
Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett, the Democrat out of Texas, was on MSNBC's Alex Witt Reports. And she said, I'm curious if the Democrats take over, I'm sorry, this was Witt asking that, if they take over the midterms next year, the House and or the Senate, do you think they're going to push for investigations into Trump's family and the whole crypto acquisitions that he was getting? Crockett said, well, Alex, I'm glad you asked. Listen, so long as we end up taking the House, which I fully anticipate we will do, we are going to work hard to obviously help our Senate colleagues as well. Then, as someone who serves on the Oversight Committee and hopes to lead the Oversight Committee, I can guarantee you that we will do what we are supposed to do as constitutionally sworn members of the House, which means that we will conduct oversight. That means we will investigate. We will look at whether or not this president himself has violated the Emoluments Clause as it relates to, say, such things as getting a $400 million plane from the Qataris.
Was that the same plane that they were negotiating during the Biden administration?
It is.
Okay, just check. Just want to make sure that we're on a level playing field, not a good plane.
It's not going to be put in his name. It's not going to be in the Trump Trust. It's not going to be given to kids or grandkids. It would be to use, under the guidance of the United States Air Force, until said time, that it would then go to the Trump Library, and not like fly to the Trump Library and back and forth, something like Nancy Pelosi flying back and forth on aircraft to San Francisco and D.C. No. We will also make sure that we're looking into all these business deals that have been going on. Really?
Wait, Bob, can I interrupt again?
Yeah.
You mean like the business deals between, say, the Bidens and, I don't know, China? Like those kind of business deals?
Well, I mean, one would think.
Okay, just ask. Just make sure we're...
Yeah, not like those business deals because they didn't investigate those.
Oh, there's the difference. Yeah.
Okay. And then she goes on. She says they were going after Hunter because he sat on a board. They didn't go after Hunter because he sat on a board. They went after Hunter because he sat on a board for a company that was not doing business above board, Burisma.
I remember going over convincing our team, or others, to convincing us that we should be providing for loan guarantees. And I went over, the 12th, 13th time to Kyiv, and I was supposed to announce that there was another $1 billion loan guarantee. And I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to press conference. I said, I'm not going to, we're not going to give you the $1 billion. They said, you have no authority. You're not the president. The president said. I said, call him. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, 6 hours? I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, son of a got fired.
And if you remember, what he's bragging about is the state prosecutor that he wanted to get fired, and he did get him fired, was the one that was looking into corruption of the company Burisma, for which Hunter Biden had a seat. This guy was the good guy. He was a state prosecutor doing his job. But Biden had to get rid of him because it could impact the family business.
Well, they had to make him look like the bad guy, too, on multiple occasions. Oh, he's corrupt.
Yes, they did.
He's the corrupt one.
Yeah.
Right.
When the whole country is loaded full of corruption, and he was probably one of the few actual good guys, but, you see what happened to him. And then you had Biden bragging about it. Yeah. All right. So you've got Crazy Crockett worried about the Trump family, and they're going to have oversight if they take over. Anything is possible, but really it would be difficult for me to imagine the Democrats winning a majority, even though it's very tight right now, but winning a majority in the House. I mean, what are people going to go against every single thing that they value in every poll after poll after poll? Democrats and Republicans, but Democrats are disgusted with the Democrat Party. Absolutely disgusted. Are you telling me they really stand a chance to win the majority in 26? That's, wow. And I know, I get it. I mean, Trump's not on the ballot. But that's why everybody needs to get together and say, hey, look, if you want the Republicans to stand any chance of actually getting some of that work done with Doge and draining the swamp and moving us forward in any way, shape, or form, they have got to have a majority in the House and Senate to get it done. They have to. So if you voted for Trump because you wanted good things to happen, secure borders and all that, don't screw it up now and don't sit home. You got to show up and you got to support Republicans. It's the only way they're going to be able to get this work done. Yes, they've got a lot done in a short period of time, but it all needs to be codified into law by the House and Senate, or it'll just go bye-bye the next time you get a Democrat administration in there, just like they could unplug the border at any time and let millions run through. It's exactly what Biden did. They'll do it again. Crazy Crockett. Wow. We're looking for you. It is 7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy Trash Talking Tuesday from our friends at Florence Recycling. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. I don't care if you're the president of France. I'll take you over my knee, young man, and I will spank you. No, she really could have. And I'll explain. It is 7:51 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Did you see the video of Brigitte Macron appearing to forcefully shove the face of her husband, French President Emmanuel Macron?
I watched it. Again, to see if I was seeing what I thought I was seeing.
Oh, yeah, she just, mashed him in the face.
Yeah. Yes.
And it's clearly visible from down the plane outside the steps. I mean, the door was wide open. You could see up in there.
They were on the what?
The plane? The plane! Well, that was too easy. How'd I miss it? Yeah. But here's the story. You know, she could have just taken him over her knee like she used to.
Yeah.
You know the backstory? When they met, she was his teacher. Now, in America, if you have a 39-year-old high school teacher and things, go one way and he's 15.
Stay after school kind of thing, huh?
Yeah, we arrest teachers for that. Okay. But not in France. They are so liberal and open-minded. Uh-huh. But really, he was 15 years old. She was his teacher. Not making that up.
I have never heard this story.
He's 15. Oh, you haven't?
No.
Okay.
Wow.
He's 15.
Uh-huh.
And she's 39.
Wow.
And she's a teacher at a Catholic school.
Okay? Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Now, I love this defense. One of the other teachers apparently knew Macron back in the day, and he said, well, at 15, though, Macron had the maturity of a 25-year-old. I'm like, wow, really?
Well, that's a stretch.
Is that gonna work?
Uh-huh.
Listen.
Wow.
But apparently, if you promise that, you know, you'll marry him later on when he is old enough to marry him, you will divorce your husband and deal with your three kids so that you can marry him. And that is exactly what happened. He went away, I think, for a year or whatever. And then not too long after that, She joined him and then later divorced and married him.
And then he became the president and she still shoves him around.
And she tells him what to do because she says, remember who the boss is. You were just a baby boy. Isn't that crazy? French First Lady Brigitte Macron appeared to push her husband away with both hands on his face just before they disembarked from their plane to start a tour in Southeast Asia. President Emmanuel Macron dismissed the gesture, caught on camera, as just horseplay. But it caused a stir back home. Mm. French media on Monday tried to decipher the interaction that cameras spotted through the just-opened door of the plane. The headline of the story on the website of La Parisienne newspaper, Slap or Squabble.
See, I could say that even if there were horseplay, I don't really see Jen actually ever shoving me right in the face the way I saw the president get shoved in the face.
No, I would hope that wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
But remember, I mean, she was never your teacher.
Good point.
She's used to saying, you go and sit down and shut up or go to the corner, whatever.
Wow.
Macron later told reporters that the couple, married since 2007, after meeting at the high school where he was a student and she was a teacher.
They met at high school.
They were simply joking around. Yeah, they were joking around back then.
Yeah, right.
We're horsing around and really joking with my wife, he said, adding that the incident was being overblown. It becomes sort of a geoplanetary catastrophe. His office gave a similar explanation. It was a moment where the president and his wife were decompressing one last time before the start of the trip by horsing around. It's a moment of complicity. Yes, it was all that was needed to give ammunition to the conspiracy theorists. Mm. I mean, anything is possible.
But you're getting off a plane. You're in presidential mode. The door of the plane is open. The world is watching, and you're just horsing around in the plane before you disembark and, you know, do the whole niceties with the leadership of the country that you're in. That's when you do that, really?
It's kind of like, you know,
a playful couple.
It's like grandma horses around with the grandkids.
Yeah, right. Apparently so. Oh my goodness. Wow.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, it won't be hard to find the video, trust me. It is it's everywhere. Mashed in the face. What are you going to do about it? She was your teacher. Plenty more to come. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.